From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama is holding his final press conference as president. Mr. Obama said in his opening remarks he hopes the incoming Trump administration will be concerned about preventing foreign influence in U.S. elections. Mr. Obama said that his administration has not been squabbling with the Trump transition team, but has just talked about the facts of a Russian cyber attack against U.S. targets leading up to the election.
Based on uniform intelligence assessments, the Russians were responsible for hacking the DNC, and that as a consequence, it is important for us to review all elements of that and make sure that we are preventing that kind of interference through cyber attacks in the future.
The president has ordered U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct a complete review of alleged Russian hacks leading up to the election. Mr. Obama wants the review completed before the Trump administration takes office in January. The U.S. Defense Department is demanding that China return an underwater drone it seized when it was collecting unclassified scientific data in the South China Sea. Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb says the Pentagon is waiting for Beijing's answer.
Well, it was interesting because the question that was raised is this an act of war? I mean, China took a U.S. Navy vessel. But the Pentagon was very, very calm with its response and says, you know what, we're going to wait for China to say why it took this vessel and figure out what's going on here. So they didn't want to jump the gun on this at all.
A civilian Navy oceanographic ship was recovering two of the drones when it was seized. This is VOA News. The Syrian government has suspended the evacuation of civilians from eastern Aleppo Friday after blasts and gunfire were heard in parts of the city. Both rebels and government forces accuse the other of breaking a fragile ceasefire agreement. Syria's government says the rebels broke the agreement by trying to smuggle heavy weapons and hostages out of Aleppo. The rebels accuse the government of suspending the evacuation as a way to pressure them into releasing civilians from two government-held Shiite villages currently under siege by the rebels. Meanwhile, the outgoing UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the United Nations has failed the people of Syria. Speaking at his last news conference as Secretary General, Mr. Ban said Aleppo has become, in his words, a synonym for hell.
This has been really a heartbreaking for me and for all the people who love peace and stability. And Syrian people have been really suffering too much, too long.
The Secretary General said that he is closely monitoring other hotspots in the world, including South Sudan and Southeast Asia. Mr. Ban's term as UN chief is officially up January 1st when Antonio Guterres takes over for a 5-year term. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated a controversial figure, bankruptcy lawyer David Friedman, to become the country's next ambassador to Israel. Friedman has expressed his opposition to a key tenet of U.S. policy in the region, the two-state solution of an Israeli and Palestinian state living peacefully side by side.
The Trump administration will never pressure Israel into a two-state solution or any other solution that is against the wishes of the Israeli people.
Friedman has compared liberal Jews in the United States to Jews who helped the Nazis during World War II. In a statement acknowledging his nomination, Friedman said he looked forward to doing his job from the U.S. Embassy in Israel's eternal capital, Jerusalem. The U.S. Embassy is in Tel Aviv. There is a consular office in Jerusalem. The ancient city is claimed by both Israel and Palestinians as their capital, and its status has long been a part of peace negotiations. And Britain has approved plans that will allow doctors to create babies using DNA from three people, making it the first country to legalize the controversial technique. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.